नमस्कार
नमस्कार।
Sometimes great hardships happen in human life. They can happen individually, and they can happen collectively. Hardship can be something devastating that seems to tear the mind apart. Or it can be a pain that is an opportunity to change direction, to learn, to grow, to become deeper, more connected. Every difficulty in life presents this opportunity to each and every person. Human life is both joyful and difficult. Rare will be the person whose life is only joyful. And if you look, there is a certain denial of that which is difficult. For all human life has suffering, losses, ill health, emotional difficulties, different types of difficulties, losses of family and friends, loss of status and position. These types of things are natural in human life. Sometimes these difficulties can be very great, or they can be collective in the case of wars, in the case now of a pandemic. And there is great suffering in these times. But in that suffering, there is opportunity. For when you suffer, you grow in your compassion, your understanding and care for the suffering of others. That is why you will find sometimes those who are wealthy and have so much give so little. And a person who is poor and has very little will give of their last pennies to another, because they know the suffering that others endure, and their hearts are open with sympathy and love. Suffering is an opportunity to grow in compassion, to deepen in your love, to deepen in your relationship to the internal beloved, to the Sadguru, as well as in your love and caring for others and for yourself. So all these experiences in life are teachings, opportunities. For the Divine One to teach you about the transitory nature of this external world and the internal, consistent life within the spiritual world, where you are always whole, you are always yourself and complete. These sufferings of human life, along with the external joys of accomplishment, achievement, human love, they ride on the outer waves, the turbulence of physical existence and the mental world that accompanies it. the yogis say that human life is very rare and very precious. The opportunity of human life, when it comes, is given to you so that you can grow. The yogis say even those highly evolved beings, those heavenly beings, must come and take human form to finish the rest of their karma. It is in this realm that the opportunity to progress towards the divine or to sink into selfishness and egotism arises. This is your cutting edge. This is your opportunity. And so life presents itself with various challenges, various difficulties, so that you can grow in love. You can grow in compassion. You can grow in spirit and live in the deep waters of your being, where there is a constant consistency of love, truth, bliss. This deep spirit abides in everything, in pleasure and in pain. Your deep spirit is the same. You are the same. The truth of who you are remains in your darkest hours as well as in your brightest moments. And the same can be said collectively for the collective psyche of human beings is something that cannot be destroyed because it is of Parama Purusha, it is of the divine being. The soul is immortal. The self never changes. Only in this outer sphere it appears to be coming and going. But that is an appearance upon the reality of the steadiness of internal being. You grieve because a loved one passes and you feel loss. You feel fear that there is a threat in the world. You feel afraid to lose your body, afraid to be ill. You feel grief for what is happening to so many. And as you accept these feelings and allow yourself to abide with them, you begin to grow in depth of love. For love does not deny. Love does not push away. Love accepts with utmost care and compassion. When you can accept the pain of another, the grief, the loss, the fear, the sorrow. When those can sit within you and your love is so great that it encompasses them, then the joy you find is not a joy that has to be stimulated by events or circumstances of the outer world. It is a joy that sustains and maintains through the darkest of times and the brightest of times. It is the joy of all compassionate, unconditional love. Now is the time to take these lessons that life provides and let them allow you to sink into abiding love, the constant of your being. And there find the stable base though you walk through the shadow of death, you will fear no darkness, for that divinity is with you always. All right. Are there any questions?
That was beautiful.